insurance companies don't want to have anything to do with GM and Ford subsidiaries in Europe anymore, and makers of car parts are refusing to supply them. Like their American parent companies, the subsidiaries are reckoned to be close to bankruptcy. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
The sound of happier times for Vauxhall, GM's subsidiary in Britain. In the 1970s, sales of the Chevette helped the company to boost its market share. Those happy days are long gone. Former Vauxhall employee, now trade union leader Tony Woodley, believes bad news for the U.S. industry is bad news for auto workers here.
Well, there is absolutely no doubt at all here that if the world's still largest company, GM, was to be allowed to fold, the catastrophe that follows here in Europe is too much to bear, really. We've got, in the UK alone, tens of thousands of direct or indirect workers that will be immediately affected.
In fact, they already are. As sales fall, car plants are cutting back on shifts or planning longer shutdowns over the Christmas holidays. All U.S. subsidiaries in Europe are struggling, meaning some may have to be sold. But business professor Kevin Morley says that isn't an easy answer. The former Ford executive doesn't see any buyers out there.
The Chinese certainly have their own motor industry now, and it is growing. They do have funds. They would be capable of doing it. But bear in mind, they bought Rover 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't think it was the best experience of their lives. The Japanese, they aren't doing very well either. They wouldn't have, I don't believe, the funds. Having said that, Ford would probably be able to get rid of Volvo. GM, I know, are contemplating selling Jeep. So they could get rid of some of the individual brands that they own, but as a whole, they're massive.
So what's left? The talk of bailouts has reached these shores. Alan Miller is a government member of parliament representing a district with 2,500 Vauxhall workers. And he says Gordon Brown is discussing a coordinated response with George W. Bush, but Miller is vague on the details.
The most important thing we should focus on is, look, we have some really good products in the vehicle factories. We've got to have confidence in them, and we've got to take the necessary measures to make sure that they survive this storm.
Today, GM's subsidiary in Germany asked the government there for aid. There was no immediate reply. Professor Morley does expect leaders to spend at least some time discussing the plight of the auto industry at the G20 summit this weekend. But history tells him automakers shouldn't expect much.
The last recession saw the UK manufacturing base decimated, and so I see absolutely that other industries will be seeking government funding. I'm not too sure that it will be as easily forthcoming as it was for the banks.
Union leader Tony Woodley isn't giving up that easily. He wants a joint strategy with the United Auto Workers in the U.S. to get the message out, especially to the incoming president.
And if for any reason President-elect Obama was to dump GM and then Ford will follow, then God help the rest of the world, never mind the United States.
For Woodley and many others, the auto industry has become the measure of newfound wealth and the backbone of Western Europe's economy. That is reason enough, they say, not to let it fail on either side of the Atlantic. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.